Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 249 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking deeply into the stillness of the truth, and from this place of knowing, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, into the remembrance of what we are, we start the journey by coming into the present moment, allowing the body mind to relax into a comfortable position. Taking a few deep breaths, and with the exhale, noticing a release into willingness to know the truth. Willingness to let go of everything I think. Willingness to let go of everything I know. Allowing the willingness to bring me into the present moment and just noticing what is in the present moment. What thoughts, what emotions, what mood or feeling, what body sensations. Simply without knowing anything, explore what's in the present moment. Noticing what's here without judgment, without wanting to change it, without having any expectation. Letting all of the thoughts, the emotions, the expectations go, and simply rest in this present moment. The present moment is infinitesimally small. B be in this sliver. This place before the mind. Takes ownership of the moment. This place before the mind slips into making it the past or thinking of the future. It's this space where the mind hasn't come in yet. Completely quiet. All that's in this space is awareness. There's no room for the mind. If you find you've slipped out of this sliver of now, simply return back, letting go of anything that might be holding you back. Simply rest in the sliver of now. The Ribhugita says, abide as that. Abide as that in which there are neither thoughts nor fancies. Neither peace nor self-control. Neither the mind nor the intellect. Neither confusion nor certainty. Neither being nor non-being. And no perception of duality. And be always happy, unshakable, and absolutely free. from the fear arising from duality. Love is a total experience without separation. In love, there is not one who knows love and one that is the object of love. For in one who knows and object, there is separation, which breaks apart the fullness of total experience. total experience has no parts broken apart and not fully known, as an object cannot be fully known by its perceiver. Love is a total experience, and in total experience, all is known fully. Given from our Holy Spirit. Love is a total experience without separation. In love, there is not one who knows love and one that is the object of love. For in one who knows and object, there is separation, which breaks apart the fullness of total experience. Total experience has no parts broken apart and not fully known, as an object cannot be fully known by its perceiver. Love is a total experience, and in total experience, all is known fully. Love is a total experience without separation. In love, there is not one who knows love and one that is the object of love. For in one who knows and object, there is separation, which breaks apart the fullness of total experience. Total experience has no parts broken apart and not fully known, as an object cannot be fully known by its perceiver. Love is a total experience, and in total experience, all is known fully. Love is a total experience without separation. In love, there is not one who knows love and one that is the object of love. For in one who knows and object, there is separation, which breaks apart the fullness of total experience. Total experience has no parts broken apart and not fully known, as an object cannot be fully known by its perceiver. Love is a total experience, and in total experience, all is known fully. Thank you for joining for quote 249 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.